Hello, welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. This time we are going to talk about time. Time is a deeply philosophical subject in life. We ask, is it really relative? Does it actually heal all wounds? Well, this member of the mint family is an ancient Mediterranean remedy and one of my all-time favorites. I recommend thyme often since it is easy to find fresh at the market almost any time of year. I also decided to highlight thyme because they are another plant that many of us decide to include in our gardens and in our cooking, so many listeners will recognize them. I can't say enough how cool I think it is that herbs I have cooked with my whole life, without knowing it, are also incredible healers. Thyme is a dwarf woody perennial. They prefer dry rocky soils common to their origins in Mediterranean Europe and Africa. Thyme is drought and frost tolerant, so generally very hardy. They also thrive in full sun with good drainage. Another member of the mint family, thyme is closely related to oregano and has square stems. Their thin stems have whorled ovate leaves that are tiny, ranging from a quarter to half inch long. They are green with fine hairs that give them a grayish hue. The leaves are also very fragrant since they contain many volatile oils. Thyme also has tiny pink and white flowers that grow along a raceme. A raceme is a stalk producing small separate flowers that grow up along the stalk as it grows. Thyme is pungent, stimulating, drying, and heating. It contains volatile oils like thymol, carvacrol, and borneol. These volatile oils are powerful and deter garden pests, deer, and allow each plant to communicate. Thymus vulgaris, or thyme, gets their name from the Greek thumos, which means strength or spiritedness. Like its namesake, thyme is strong medicine. Like sage, whom I highlighted last week, thyme's virtues are a bit forgotten in our times. Thyme works deeply in our body systems due to the volatile oils that open up pores, thin mucus, and get fluids moving through our tissues. And, like other members of the mint family, they are a nervine relaxant. In a nutshell, thyme is a remedy for toxins that remain stuck in our bodies due to closed passageways. When you look at herbal monographs about thyme, the list of what they can do in the body is long. My personal favorite application is for colds with a lot of respiratory mucus, especially when it gets colorful, thick, and hard to cough up. Thyme helps thin and dredge everything up. They can also calm irritated mucosa that lead to coughing fits that can get exhausting. And thyme is specifically indicated for whooping cough. I like to make an infusion with the fresh herb, which you can find at most grocery stores. Sometimes I first simmer fresh ginger for about 20 minutes before adding the thyme and covering it for another few minutes. Ginger is also stimulating and opening, helps move mucus, and it tastes good. Both plants are warming in essence too, which can be nice when we feel sick and therefore cold. I will add honey to sweeten the drink if I feel like it. I also enjoy preparing a steam with thyme for these coldy situations. I will fill a larger pot with water, bring it close to a boil, add thyme, and cover it. Then when I remove the lid, I throw a towel over my head and bask in the mist for pretty instant relief. I have taken the same infusion, soaked a washcloth in it, and applied it to my dog's goopy eye infections a couple times daily with great success. It also works on people. Like sage, thyme helps us digest fatty meats. They benefit sluggish GI tracts where food is fermenting, creating gas in the stomach, and potentially bringing on some heartburn. Thyme is also a remedy for genitourinary frustrations like bladder and yeast infections, thrush, and other putrid genital discharges. Thyme is a good addition to poultices for skin things like boils, infections, mastitis, bruises, scabies, lice, and athlete's foot too. Thyme also stimulates our thymus gland, improving immunity and establishing our self-identity. The thymus gland is key to governing our immune system, surveying and telling our bodies who they consider part of us and who is not a part of us so different cells can take actions against infections. It makes sense then that this gland is also tied to our identity in a spiritual way too. Historically, thyme has proven to be extremely effective against serious infective organisms. During the bubonic plague, thyme commonly came into homes as a strewing herb to deter the fleas who carried the infectious bacteria causing the illness. Some people would even wear it for personal protection. Thyme is also effective against serious infections like anthrax, typhoid, and diphtheria. What a cool plant. And to think it is hanging out in our spice cabinets and Italian herb mixes all this time. I found differing opinions on which planet rules thyme. I agree most with Jupiter because of their volatile oils, which are associated with Jupiter's expansiveness, as well as their actions on the GI and assistance with fat digestion. Jupiter is said to help us expand past our current limitations, which I think thyme really does for us, thinning and unsticking unpleasant things that have taken up residence in our body, releasing them, and bringing us back to health. Thank you all for listening on WDRT Community Radio today, folks. I hope you enjoyed another perspective on the many dimensions of thyme. Please, as always, email me with questions or comments at orp1015@gmail.com.